this morning, so I'm going to call the meeting to order. And we'll note that Chairman Goodrich is absent. John, you want to sit in?
Nice.
I mean, it's going to be a huge agenda this morning.
I feel like I've got to stay over here.
Yeah. And I would, for the record,
back?
I've asked.
When is he coming back?
I don't know.
Saturday.
Well, again, though, someone should total it. I mean, I understand the death in the family, but that's a giant amount of.
I have it listed for you.
Okay.
He's coming back Saturday.
There's a little bit of vacation going on there, I think. Good for him.
So, for the record, Mr. Councilmember Mutchler is sitting in for Councilmember Goodrich. And we have two items, both of them TBD. And the treasurer, who was here very early this morning, because when I came through here at 6:30, I could see you in your office.
I couldn't sleep at 4 o'clock.
No.
Oh,
okay.
It's a big day at 10 o'clock.
Budget.
Big day.
Yeah. Budget time.
Okay. TBD claims.
This is kind of a usual, typical monthly.
It looks very usual.
Charge for professional services, 2 hours of my time, 2 hours of Patty's time, and $28 for a post office box. We only got 6 months deal because this thing's going away.
I move the adoption of the claims of the TBD on consent.
Second. TBD consent.
Yep.
TBD consent.
Then moved and seconded. Any further comments or discussion? Seeing
maybe
none.
Just a quick discussion point, Chair, Mr. Chair.
Certainly.
Since we need to dissolve the TBD financial records by the end of the year, even though I'll be working on it probably into January, we'll probably charge maybe like 4 or 6 hours or some bigger charge next time, and that'll be it for the year. I got to get all the money out of there and put it in the regular bank account, in the regular books of account. So you might see a little more than the $240
okay.
Next time.
You've warned us.
Yeah.
December.
It won't be a great deal, Mark.
Now we won't be tricked.
Yeah.
We know it's coming.
Sorry.
Okay, so that did pass, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Unanimously. The TBD assumption of the assumption of TBD by the City Council, which we've all already know everything about. It's just a matter of scheduling the public hearing for, I'm assuming, the first meeting in December.
No, it's for Monday.
Oh, it's for Monday. I'm sorry. Of course, we've got another meeting.
Nobody will count.
I'm counting.
Yeah.
I only have two meetings left, so.
That's
you don't need anything from us because it's public hearing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we.
I guess we can go to breakfast now.
That was worth getting up for.
I think we need an official motion to move this forward to the.
So moved.
City council. Now, this is a city council item, correct?
Yes.
It's a TBD,
TBD
public hearing.
Yeah.
Assumption of TBD by city council.
It means by the city of Ferndale. I think that's kind of what it means.
I would move to
converting that legal entity, going to be absorbed by the Borg, I mean the city of Ferndale.
Okay.
I'll move to put on the TBD agenda.
It's the same people. Second?
Yeah.
Been a second?
The second.
All right.
Is that with the recommendation?
Any further discussion? Well, the recommendation is.
It's a public hearing,
yes.
So.
No, we can't.
It's supposed to be a completely objectively and not opinionated.
There won't be anybody speaks on it, so.
Yeah.
That'd be
any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Other items for the board.
Here. That's just interesting. And is this the actual mailing for both of them, Susan?
Because
some people have a P.O. box.
I'll double check, but according to it, I'll check with
Patty. Our police were called, and it's clarification from somebody that just recently moved to Malloy Avenue as opposed to someone that's lived there for 42 years. And what some people still struggle with, especially when they move here, there was a little altercation on Malloy, where we have a 60-foot right-of-way on Malloy, so we have space. And a resident had 42 years ago when he built the house, he planted Jennifer Tams on his side. He lives on the corner of Malloy and Jeffcott Place. But he maintains the front, the grass area, mows it, keeps it nice and clean. We're very pleased with that. He's a very aggressive 82-year-old. Then new people buy next door when the Pfeiffers,
mm-hmm.
they passed away, sold their house. Well, then they had a series of pretty big parties, and they park their overload on the grass area that's in front of his house saying, well, that's not yours. We checked, it's the city's. That was okay until they had a big party and everybody peeled out and had deep ruts in his grass area. So then when he saw the first person do that, then they had an altercation and our officer arrived and our officers, you know, said, why don't you all get back in your homes and quit yelling and swearing at each other and I'll have the mayor handle this problem for you. That's okay.
You want to be mayor.
But so I'm writing a letter to both the residents saying, yes, it is our right of way, but we ask by ordinance. So many people don't understand that. Yeah. It's by ordinance that they're supposed to maintain our right of way. But that doesn't mean that, so if they're supposed to maintain it, then your neighbor shouldn't come next door and peel out and wreck what you've been maintaining. And that was what the 82-year-old problem was. He was going to punch everybody out of the place. And actually talking to him, I think he probably would have attempted punching everybody out.
It's like the guy from the University of Washington that was on the wrestling and football team. The guy was, you know, trying to steal stuff, you know, and his weapon was a bolt cutter, and,
yeah,
you know, and he couldn't get away from this guy, you know. He's,
ex-wrestler.
You know, ex-wrestler, yeah. And football player, yeah.
I checked the addresses, you know, I mean, but it is interesting in, you know, talking to Laurie. It's like, well, people just, you know, well, that's it for anybody's to use. Well, it's still in front of his house. No, it's not for him to use. We're not going to charge you, but you shouldn't be peeling up his nice grass.
No. So is there anything else for this committee? anything from the audience members?
Can you make something up, though? So we have more than 6 minutes.
So are we done, Katie, out at Main Street?
No, there's... Today they're raising, there's six manholes.
We're done with the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Are we adjourned?
Yeah, we're adjourned. Are you adjourned? Yes.